the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm surrounded by beauty here. I've got 2, 5, 8 people representing a group called Hope for Tomorrow. I really like these shirts. We have to find out about these shirts. John, take a look at these shirts here. You know, we were talking about that we need shirts like this at SLB. We're going to have to find out where you got these. They say Hope for Tomorrow, and they have everybody's names on them, I do believe. And I'm going to turn to Keisha first. And Keisha, just give me a second here. I'd like to have you just tell us a little bit about the group in general and what y'all do. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you. Well, Hope for Tomorrow is a nonprofit organization, and we're located in the west end of Pittsburgh, primarily the Sheridan, Chartiers, and Greenway neighborhoods. We have 4 main programs, business programs, health and fitness, life skills that we offer to kids and adults in the community. So today we have kids from our different programs, our Social Butterflies Etiquette Program, our Jambia Jumpstart Yoga Program, our Entrepreneur Program for kids, and what else are we missing? Our Life Skills Program.
Those are lots and lots of programs. Do most of y'all go to Brashear, or I'm trying to think where?
They're in a couple different schools. Langley is our home school, Langley K-8, but we have from Crafton Elementary, Westwood, Young Scholars of Western PA, and PA Cyber.
Okay, and you're probably not, well, we'll find out what grade everybody's in. I was going to just say Brashear may be too old for you.
Yes.
I keep forgetting Langley's K-8 now. Mm-hmm. So let's meet everybody who's here, and why don't we just sort of work our way around. If you could just introduce yourself, and if you would like, maybe say where you go to school. If you have a shout out to anybody, this is the perfect time to do it, and you get to be first. Hi.
Hi. My name is Nassim Jalil. I am in the 8th grade. I go to Langley High School. And I like to take a shout out to my mom and dad. My mom, hi. If you are listening, I love you, and yay, I'm on the radio. And also shout out to my dad. He's in New York at the moment, but he's been on the radio before, so I hope he gets to hear this. So I love you guys.
And let's now see who's in front of the green microphone. We'll start with you.
Okay. My name is Kennedy, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm in 5th grade. And I'd like to give a shout-out to my favorite cousin, Taylor, and my grandparents, my meemaw, Poppy, and Grandpa. And, yeah, so.
Excellent. Nice to meet you, Kennedy. And I think we have Keisha next.
My name is Keisha Gomez. I'm 12 years old. I'm in 7th grade, and I go to Young Scholars of Western Pennsylvania. I want to give a shout-out to all my family in Miami.
Excellent. And by the way, if you want to give a shout-out back to any of the people you're hearing today, you can text us at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or email us at slb@slbradio.org. Hi.
Hi, I'm Sydney Pridgen, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm in 4th grade, and I want to give a shout-out to my mom and my dad and my brother, Jayon, and my sister, Leah, and my brother, Zealous, and my brother, Giovanni, and my dog, Sugar Bell, Mickey.
You've got a big family. It's nice to meet them all. And next, we have who?
Hi, I'm Latasia Meggett. I go to Westwood Elementary. I'm 11, and I'm in the 5th grade.
Nice to meet you. And then 2 more folks to meet. What's your name?
My name is Hunter Polino. I'm in 3rd grade, and I go to Crafton Elementary. And that's it.
I think you covered. Any shout-outs to anybody?
No.
Okay. That makes up for that big family we talked about a minute ago. Hi.
Hi, I'm Tara Polino. I am the vice chair for Hope for Tomorrow. I'm not in any particular grade. We'll leave that in the past.
I think you're in grade A.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Thank you. And I'd like to give a shout out to all of our Hope for Tomorrow kids that weren't able to be here with us today.
Well, and you and Keisha have an amazing program. And so I'd like to just talk about it a little bit. We mentioned a number of different programs. I don't know that I can remember all of them. I know one had to do kind of with etiquette and manners. I think there was one about health. I'd like to turn it over to you all. Who can tell me a little bit about what you learned in the etiquette class or some general things about why it's even important? Anybody want to share any reflections about that? Go ahead. I see you've got, this is Sydney, right? Okay.
Well, we're in the butterfly group.
Butterfly?
Social butterfly group. We were in a pageant, and we learned about our manners and how to do perfect etiquette and how to be nice and not rude or scream at the teachers or be mean to each other.
What are some things, some simple things that people can do to be more well-mannered, do you think?
Well, when you see an adult, at least say hi or introduce them. Or when you get into their car, just say hi. Like, hi, Miss Keisha, or something like that.
Even to people you don't know?
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea, too. Maybe smile or at least acknowledge their presence, that there's another human being present.
Shake their hands.
Does anybody have any other ideas about good things to do to be well-mannered? This is Latasia.
Yes. We have many different classes, but we have an entrepreneur class, and we learned how to make a business and how to handle our money. And we have a, I forget what it's called.
The Civic Club?
We have the Civic Club, and we get to, we got to give out toys for Christmas. And today we're going to Beverly's birthday. It's for when they're giving birthdays to the homeless kids who haven't got to get a birthday.
I love Beverly's birthdays. I know Megs and I know Josh. They're very good people. This is an organization that arranges birthday parties for kids who might not have a chance. You know, every kid deserves a birthday is basically it. So that's great. I want to talk about the entrepreneurial program, any other words about etiquette at all that anybody would like to share? I think a lot of people think, you know, we don't need etiquette anymore, but that's not exactly true. What do you think?
Well, for our pageant we did, the thing that we did, we had to dress up in a bunch of different themes of clothing. We started out with business, right? Yeah, we started out with business, then we did casual wear and evening wear. And then we got to do our talent. And, like, for example, Keisha did our dancing. And I sang a song by Sabrina Carpenter called Can't Blame a Girl for Trying. And it was actually a really good moment for me because I got to sing in front of a really big crowd for the first time, and I was so happy about that.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was really nervous at first, but then when I got on stage, all I did was just close my eyes and start singing, and I felt really, because when I heard them clapping for me at the end, I wanted to cry a lot, but yeah, and it was a really, really great moment for me. That was probably one of the best ever.
It takes a lot of guts, a lot of, nerve to get up and do something like that. And do you think you'll do it again?
I actually have done it a few times at open mics before with my mom. The first time it was at this branch, my mom literally forced me to go up on stage.
They do that.
Yeah. And the second time, it was an acoustic open mic at this bar called Eclipse. And
Would you come and sing on the radio sometime, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. We'll make arrangements to do that. Entrepreneurial activities. Who can tell me about that? And Sydney immediately lit up.
Well, for our entrepreneur club, we went to different places and met different entrepreneurs. Well, this last season, we We learned about how to use our money and how to save up, like how to put it in the bank or take it out of the bank. That's what it's called.
You can deposit and withdraw.
Deposit and...
withdrawal.
Withdrawal. And
which do you want to have more of, do you think?
What?
If you want to be sure you have money, do you want more deposits?
Yeah,
more deposits, definitely.
And for our entrepreneur last season, we made our own boards. I had Sakaya and Hunter with me, and we did our own presentive to it. It was about our Hope for Tomorrow Club and how Hope for Tomorrow helped us.
Basically marketing Hope for Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Hunter, tell me what it was like to make your own boards. Can you describe what you did?
Well, we actually put, like, money on our board, and then we used some of the papers that Miss Keisha taught us in our entrepreneur club, and we stuck those onto the board. Then we each had a turn to present, and it was really fun. And that's all I have to say.
Well, very interesting. And here's something else from Kennedy.
Well, our business, me and Latasia's business, was an upcycling business, and so... because we had to design our own business, so our business was to, like, take old clothes and turn them into new clothes from, like, the thrift shop or something like that. So we had to, like, give what we would pay our employees and how much it would cost to, like, to buy all the supplies for our business and running it. So, yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, we got to make an upcycling business, and we took Keisha's old belts, and we thought we were gonna upcycle them, and we made a whole commercial about what upcycling was and how we did it.
You all have got it together. You really do. Is this the first year for this particular program?
For the entrepreneur, we started...
Wait a minute, in general, but...
For Hope for Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Hope for Tomorrow, we started in 2010, just doing little things around the community, and we just grew. As the need was there, we picked up and ran with it. So we started 2010 as Today's Tomorrow, and last year we changed our name to Hope for Tomorrow, and HOPE actually stands for Helping Ourselves Produce Excellence for Tomorrow. So we've been going almost 5 years strong, and we're on our way to get our 501c3 so we can become even bigger and add more programs and get more kids in our program.
That's great. What were you going to say, Keisha?
I was in the older group, and we were making different products to help the people in the 18th century.
The first immigrants to America.
Yeah, first immigrants to America. And Junior Achievement came to the event, and they invited us to a gala that we got to go to and present our products there.
Are there any other Hope for Tomorrow participants that aren't here today, maybe that couldn't be here, that we should say hello to or acknowledge?
Most definitely. Yes. We have about 60 kids.
Oh my.
In the program throughout all of our different programs. We have some that started with us, Sakaya, Montana. Who else are we missing?
Emily,
Geneva, Jasmine, Asia. We have a lot of different. Fatima.
Maymuna. So are there kids younger than you that are in the group? Or because if you stay involved for that many years, what's the age range of kids?
We start off at 7 or 8 years old, third grade. And we have adult programs, so we're not just for youth, but for the children, we have third grade through 12th grade.
And boys and girls.
Boys and girls, definitely, yes.
But it's so good to learn about all the positive things that you're doing, and there's just a million other things I'd like to ask you about, too. Does anybody want to say something that I haven't directly asked about? Go ahead, Sydney.
Okay, so... I started off with the business when I started a lemonade stand with my brother and sister. We raised money for state Jews. We gave half of the profit to state Jews. And we raised a lot of money, and a lot of people came. And that's how I met Miss Keisha. And that's how I got introduced to the business and the civic and the rest of the clubs, and met all these great people. And That was actually a really cool adventure for me because I haven't been in many clubs.
Keisha, what do you want to be when you get older?
I want to be a heart surgeon. Not heart surgeon, what is it? Plastic surgeon, because I want to help people feel good and better about their bodies.
What a nice hope. That's great. Who else would like to say something? And that was Sydney. I'm sorry. I think I said Keisha. It's because Sydney's wearing one of Keisha's shirts. I'm sorry. I knew there probably weren't two Keishas. Sorry, Sydney. Keisha?
I'm still trying to find out how I can make my business actually come true like how I want it to be. I want to do Cabrillas Danceria, be able to have parties, and be able to go to people's parties and like help them set up and be their entertainment. That's what I want to do.
Boy, I would want any one of you in my family. You're just great kids.
Thank you.
Who else wants to share something? We just have a couple minutes left, but Latasia?
I want to be a veterinarian when I go, because I like pets, and I would want to help people because they like care about their pets like they're their kids, so I would want to help them.
Is Kennedy, I think. Yeah, Kennedy.
My passion is gymnastics, so when I grow up, I would probably want to be a gymnastics teacher, but I also would probably want to be a veterinarian too because I love animals, and I have a dog named Caesar, so shout out to Caesar and Spartacus. It's my cat. So I would probably be a gymnastics teacher. And
those are great names. you need a Brutus in your family, too.
I would probably be a gymnastics teacher or a veterinarian.
Excellent. And Nassim, do you have any plans?
Yeah, I actually, of course, want to be a singer when I grow up. And also, I want to become an actress because I've been I'm about to be in this play that Miss Keisha is helping out with, and it's kind of gonna give me a start on my acting career.
Good for you.
So yeah.
Yeah, you know, and are you shy? Like, were you shy?
Yeah, I was pretty shy.
I was always really shy. I still kind of am. I think a lot of actors and people who do things in front of other people are shyer than you may really realize. So
yeah.
It's neat you're finding that to be a good fit for you, it sounds like. Does anybody else want to share any plans or any tomorrows, Hunter?
I want to share about how Miss Keisha's a really great teacher and she's really funny. And I like doing games that we do outside sometimes, outside the library. But they also involve, like, things that help us because we learn about the word, like, new words. I learned entrepreneur, profit, and I can't remember most of them, but we like doing games. We did games with them and commercials, and that's it.
Oh, thank you, Hunter.
Those are good things. You all have just a great program, and I hope you'll come back sometime. We'd love to have you back individually as a group. We have discussion segments and also segments where you could sing or act. Tell us more about your dreams. Let me turn to our two grade A people and just ask if you have any closing words you'd like to say about the program or anything you'd like to add?
Sure. We'd like to say a big thank you to Junior Achievement, who has sponsored our Entrepreneur Club for Kids, and to the City Councilwoman Teresa Kale Smith's office for supporting us, and for Vuono and Gray, who is helping us with our 501c3, and all the parents and all the kids that come and take our classes and help us out. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to growing. If you'd like more information on the program, you can go to www.hopefortomorrowinc.org, or you can find us and like us on Facebook. If you'd like to contact me directly, you can email kgomez@hopefortomorrowinc.org. You do not have to live in the West End to be a part of our programs, and we would welcome anyone, children to adults, for our programs.
And I'd like to thank the kids for remaining in our programs. Thanks for the parents. Thanks for the support of the Sheridan Library, yes. The community, Langley High School, PCA. All of these things show that it does take a village to raise a child, and they've all put forth a lot of support to the kids and to our programs and activities, and we're definitely looking forward to the future.
You do. I hate it, sounds so kind of silly, but you really do give everybody hope for tomorrow. Thank you for being here. Those folks all from Hope for Tomorrow. Brad Yoder is going to be with us in just about 5 minutes or so. Valerie wrote really early this morning. And Valerie, I hope you're still tuned in. I know you asked for this song. Actually, she wrote last night because she said, I won't be up. We're late sleepers. But could you please play this song sometime after 10 o'clock? And last I checked, it's actually well past 10 o'clock. It's 13 minutes after 11. And our pleasure to play this Saturday Light Brigade classic for you, Valerie. Thanks for being with us.